Surround and fill us so that in union with all creation we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
Today is the feast day of Matthew, apostle and evangelist, and the reading this evening is from Book of Ephesians. This is one of the readings for this day. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, and the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life.
Light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome it.
Said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored,
merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen.
God, remember us in your prayer and your love, and teach us to pray.
Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
Authorized by the church to install Nancy Winder, our co-worker in the gospel, as village pastor, I now ask for certification of this call.
At the request of the directors of Bolden, the Northwest Washington Synod has issued a letter of call to the Reverend Nancy Winder to serve as village pastor. As secretary of the Synod, I attest this call.
I want to thank Bishop Martin Wells and the Eastern Washington, Idaho Synod for working with the Northwest Washington Synod to make it possible for our Synod to issue this call so that Nancy can continue both her work here and her work with the Candidacy Committee in Northwest Washington. Pastor Winder, our Lord Jesus Christ says, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. And again, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. And hear the words addressed to Timothy. Set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in purity, in faith. Till I come, attend the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that you have, which was given you by prophetic utterance when the council of elders laid their hands upon you. Practice these duties. Devote yourself to them and set an example so that all may see your progress. And take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Hold to that, for by doing so you will save both yourself and your hearers. Pastor Winder, in the presence of this community, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility and promise to discharge your duties in harmony with the constitutions of the church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you preach and teach in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and the confessions of the Lutheran Church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you love, serve, and pray for God's people? Will you nourish them with the word and holy sacraments, leading them by your own example in the use of the means of grace, in faithful service, and holy living?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you give faithful witness in the world that God's love may be known in all that you do?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and compassion to perform them.
Amen.
And you, people of God, gathered in this place, will you receive this messenger of Jesus Christ sent by God to serve God's people with the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard her as a servant of Christ and as a steward of the mysteries of God? If so, answer, we will.
We will.
We will.
Will you pray for her, help and honor her for her work's sake, and in all things strive to live together in the peace and unity of Christ?
We will.
The office of village pastor is now committed to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Nancy Winder, thank you for accepting the call to be pastor of Holden Village. Nancy, you have been called to be among us. You have been called to teach. Nancy, you have been called to baptize.
Did I hear baptize?
Called to forgive sins. Nancy, you have been called to be among us, to write sermons and proclaim the good news to people who really need it a lot. Nancy, you have been called to encourage the village staff. Nancy, to juggle lots of village tasks. Nancy, you've been called to visit the sick, even in winter. Worship. At Holy Communion.
Nancy, do you know what a cow wears under its kilt? Utterwear.
Nancy, you have been called to task, to work. You have been called to work alongside us in dish team, garbology, stoking, and other village tasks.
Many of you new here, you know the rule at Holden Village, never put anything in the garbage that you don't want anyone else to read.
That's true. Nancy, you have been called to make joyful noises whenever possible. Staff, please rise. Pastor Nancy Winder, these are the people who are called to help and support you in this blessed and glorious task. Will everyone else please rise? Nancy, these are the other people who are called to help and support you in this blessed and glorious task. Pastor Nancy, receive these signs of your calling to serve the living God and God's living people in this ministry of word and sacrament. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all very much. It's my honor and privilege to be here in this role, and especially with this wonderful staff. And it's just going to be a lot of fun, actually, right, as you can tell. So, shall we complete Hold an Evening Prayer? We're on the last page.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
Peace, serve the living God.